Help us, O God, to be masters of ourselves, that we may become the servants of others. Take our lips and speak through them, our minds and think through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire for Christ's sake. Amen. 6.5 weeks ago on Ash Wednesday, we were invited in the name of the church to the observance of a Holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word. We then prayed to God that the ashes that we were about to receive would be a sign of our mortality and penitence, and that we would remember that it is only by God's gracious gift that we are given everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Little did we know that those Ash Wednesday words would take on heightened meaning. The international health crisis has turned our world upside down to the point where one's mortality is a real concern. Life is suddenly different. We have been somewhat dazed, confused, and fearful. These are scary times, and though hopeful, we don't really know what tomorrow will bring. I think it is important for us to stop and realize that these feelings of uncertainty about tomorrow are not new to our world. Countless others have gone there before, which brings us to our gospel for this Holy Saturday. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. Can you just imagine what they were thinking? Life was suddenly different. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who they truly knew and believed in, had just been crucified. Suddenly, the world that they knew had been turned upside down. They didn't understand it. They were dazed, confused, and fearful. I imagine they felt they just had to do something. So they got up early and went to the tomb, possibly to anoint Jesus' body and to say goodbye, or possibly to just be near him at his graveside, which is something with which we can all identify. If they had thought it through beforehand, they might not have gone. They did not stop and consider how they would get by the guards or remove the large stone sealing Jesus' burial place. In the midst of their fear and confusion, they simply went to see the tomb. And when they arrived, there was a great earthquake, and the stone had been rolled back. An angel with clothing white as snow was sitting on the stone and comforted the women with four simple words. Words we have heard throughout the Bible and especially from Jesus. Do not be afraid. The angel told the women that the crucified Jesus was not there. Jesus had been raised from the dead as he said he would. The angel invited the women to come and see the place where he lay, and then instructed the women to go and tell his disciples that Jesus has been raised from the dead. They left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell Jesus' disciples the good news. Suddenly, Jesus appeared to them and told them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my disciples to go to Galilee. There they will see me." Tonight's gospel passage is the core of our faith. And as we stand here on Holy Saturday on the other side of Lent, we realize that God has answered our Ash Wednesday prayer, that we would be aware of our mortality, and more importantly, remember that it is only by God's gracious gift that we are given everlasting life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Yes, our world has been turned upside down, and this Holy Week has been unlike any other. We didn't gather on Maundy Thursday to share a simple meal, to wash each other's feet, relive the betrayal of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, and walk together to the chapel to pray into the night. On Friday, we didn't physically walk the stations of the cross and venerate the cross, And then on Holy Saturday, we did not light the new fire outside and then carry that light into the darkened chapel. Yes, this week has been different all around our world, but the one thing that remains the same and links each and every one of us together from generation to generation is that we are all invited to come and see that the tomb is empty and to go and tell Jesus has risen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed, alleluia. The Lord is risen indeed, alleluia. The Lord is risen indeed, alleluia and amen.